Thank you, Shane. You're welcome back to the programme. You're listening to
The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Car parks at Irish hospitals have raised €73 million over the last 5 years. They brought in €17 million of that in the last year alone. So is it time for a change? Well, joining me now to tell me more is Policy and Campaigns Manager at the Irish Cancer Society, Emma Hart, and Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, David Cullinan. David, I'll come to you first. This is really interesting just to see the comparison between what the car parks earned in 2024 and 2025. And there's a really significant lift in some cases. If we look at St James's Hospital, £1.6 million up to £1.9 million. Beaumont Hospital, £950,000 in 2024, £1.4 million in 2025. Is all of that money going back into the hospital coffers?
Well, first of all, I think the figure of $73 million over 5 years will surprise people, but also we hit a record $17 million, as you said, in 2025. Obviously, this is concerning for patients and for families and people who visit people in hospitals who have to pay. The HSE have said on numerous occasions that obviously it is revenue for hospitals, but there is also some upkeep in relation to car parks maintenance and so on, and there are some operational costs, but the vast majority of it goes to hospitals. And I have been consistently saying that these charges increase the cost of being sick. They hit patients, they hit families, they hit visitors and staff at a time when many people are already under pressure, financial pressure. And the patients I'm concerned about are people who attend repeated appointments, including cancer patients, people with long-term or serious conditions. These charges are just not a minor issue. They are an additional cost attached to accessing healthcare. And what I have called for, Clare, is for these charges to be phased out over three years, because I have spoken to hospital managers. The vast majority of them have no problem with charges being abolished if they are compensated for the loss of revenue.
That's the thing, isn't it? So the money has to come from somewhere.
Well, I don't think the cost is huge. In the overall context of the health budget, €17 or €18 million a year isn't huge. But obviously the cost to a patient and to somebody who is visiting somebody is significant. There was issues raised with me, operational issues in relation to if the car parking charges were abolished, would people use the car parking spaces for work or for leisure or for shopping? So that is a concern.
Yeah.
That's why we call for the phased abolition over 3 years, to engage with hospital managers on a hospital by hospital, site by site basis. And bear in mind, there was a programme for government commitment to reduce the cost of parking charges. That hasn't happened. They've gone up. And I haven't seen that plan come from government and come from the minister. Mm-hmm. So I'm conscious that there may well be some unintended consequences that have to be ironed out. But let's have that discussion. Let's see what the plan is. Let's discuss a plan that can get us to a point where we can phase out these charges and get to a point where they don't exist for patients and for visitors and for staff.
Well, some staff obviously have issues too, because I have a message here from a listener who says Beaumont Hospital need to sort out their parking because their staff turn my estate into a car park by parking here. I don't know what the deal is for Beaumont Hospital staff when it comes to parking rates, but clearly it's either expensive for them or there isn't enough of it if they're having to park in local estates in the area as well.
I think it's a combination of those issues, because we have similar problems at University Hospital Waterford. So I have engaged with hospital management on this issue several times. In fact, in Waterford, an underground car park was promised, which was never delivered. So obviously, like any organisation, car parking spaces are premium. They have to be obviously used for staff, but also for patients and visitors. We have to make sure that we protect those spaces for those who need to use them in the hospitals, while at the same time trying to phase out the car parking charges. But my broader point is that we had a programme for government commitment to reduce the charges. In fact, the former Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, had given a similar commitment. I haven't seen any action, and that's the problem. So I don't know what plan exists, or certainly I haven't seen one that even starts to reduce the charges. I don't know if those discussions have taken place with hospital managers in relation to what unintended consequences they might raise. Mm-hmm. But I know that there are issues and ways around this. For example, you can validate car parking at receptions. That happens in hotels. So there is obviously ways in which those consequences and mitigation measures can be put in place.
I think it would be easy enough to prove that you either had an appointment or you were visiting somebody in the hospital. Surely there is a way for tech to sort that out.
I think so, and that's the point that I made. So I'm accepting that it's not just straightforward abolish the charges on day one. I think we do need to phase them out. I think 2 or 3 years is a reasonable time period. The problem is that has the work commenced with hospital managers and with the HSE to get to a point where we can do it? So that's what I want to see. We committed to that in our plan before the last election, but also in every budget we propose in our alternative budget costings to get to that point. So we're not at any point at the moment where we're still at the starting gate. Mm-hmm. And I know that the Irish Cancer Society and others have been raising the significant additional burden that these charges have on patients, but also people who visit patients, particularly people who might be in hospital for a week or 2 weeks or even longer. If you have family members who are visiting every day, it is a significant cost over the course of a week or a month. So I think it's the fairest thing to do if we want to get to reducing the cost of healthcare and implementing Sláintecare. This is obviously one of the low-lying fruit measures that can be used to reduce the cost of healthcare for families and for visitors.
Well, David, you mentioned the Irish Cancer Society, and we have Emma Hart, as I said, on the line, policy and campaigns manager. And Emma, the Irish Cancer Society have been beating this drum for a long time now, because it is people who have to make repeat visits to hospital who get hit hardest by these charges, isn't it?
It is, and thanks, Claire. So the Irish Cancer Society has been asking the government to abolish car parking charges for cancer patients nationwide. We have been asking about this for a very long time. And the reason for this is when a person hears the words, you have cancer, they're confronted with so many different challenges, not least getting well and getting to their treatment on time, but then all these hidden costs they might not have been aware of before, like hospital car parking charges. So at a time that they get their diagnosis, many people have reported to us that they actually lose income. And a previous study we did showed that this can be on average 1500 a month. So at a time that you're losing that income, you're confronting these new and additional charges. And for people who have to get to the hospital regularly, not only is it that they have to put petrol in their car, pay their tolls, maybe do some wear and tear repair on their car, but then the last hurdle, they're confronted with these car parking charges. Mm-hmm. And it all adds up. And it really is just one cost on top of another, particularly in the wider social cost of living context that we're all experiencing.
There's no concession made, is there, to patients who have to visit hospital regularly, like oncology patients?
So what we know is that charges vary considerably across the country. So, you know, some hospitals do offer free or reduced car parking for cancer patients. Others will charge a nominal fee for without any concession. But, you know, for some people who have to get to hospitals, they could be facing charges of up to €15 a day. Mm-hmm. And if you can imagine that you're a patient who has to attend hospital every single day for something like radiation therapy, that really, really does add up.
Absolutely. Well, St. Vincent's Hospital is €17 a day. That's the maximum charge. St. James's and the Mater and Cork University Hospital, a maximum of €15 a day. Just on the staff issue, I mentioned Beaumont earlier. A listener works in Beaumont. There's no parking available for staff after 8 o'clock in the morning, so they have to pay to use the multi-story. So yes, we must use the estates, unfortunately. Another one, my partner spends one day a month in hospital and will do for the rest of his life. And there are only 3 free disability places in Beaumont Hospital. St. Vincent's staff charge €3.50 a day, but the staff spaces are gone by 8 o'clock in the morning. There was an increase of 50 cent a day in that last year. So Emma, what are you calling for? And do you see that there might be a problem if parking is free in hospitals with people using those spaces who have no business being in the hospital?
So I think we're asking for the Programme for Government Commitment to be implemented. So the government did say that they would explore further ways to reduce hospital car parking charges. And we know that for cancer patients, these charges are quite significant. And again, it's something that we hear time and again from patients. So that's really what we would like to see. And look, we understand that, you know, other people will experience this issue. We understand that people might be worried about other people using the car parking for other reasons. And again, I don't see that as an insurmountable problem. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's something that could be ironed out in the detail.
And David Cullinan said there to us a moment ago that his conversations with hospital managers, they've no issue with parking being free in the hospitals, but they do need this money replaced, which means that it would cost the health service €17 million. That's what parking brought in all over the country in 2025. Can you see that that is an issue for government and for the spending on the health service, which is already very, very high?
I think it's really important that we look at the additional burdens that have been put on people who are facing a cancer diagnosis. So at a time where they should be focusing on getting better, unfortunately, they are then having to figure out how they actually pay to get to their treatment. And so while I understand that there are additional considerations to this conversation, I think it's really important that we also try and manage and look after the well-being of people who face this additional cost just to get to their treatment. And I think that's really something that should be a strong part of this conversation. And we really, really look forward to some solution for them.
Mm-hmm. So for you, is this about having no parking charges for people who are having cancer treatment and let everybody else who's using the hospital car park pay for it?
So the Irish Cancer Society obviously wants to speak on behalf of people who are affected by cancer. But our campaigns have actually supported other people in the past. So previously we had called for an abolition of inpatient charges for cancer patients. And when the government came to look at it, they decided that they're going to abolish that for all people. So I believe if that's a decision that the government makes, a rising tide will lift all boats. At this point in time, I can only speak for the needs of people affected by cancer who come to us again and again to tell us that this is a cost too much.
Mm-hmm. Listeners, the messages are flying in here. The private consultants clinic at the back of Cork University Hospital now costs a tenner an hour, and it's to put off regular visitors from parking there. My sister was there recently. She has mobility issues and it cost her €20 for one visit. And this one, David, a listener says, Sinn Féin's usual policy is give everything to everyone for free, which invariably means the middle class will pay for it and receive absolutely no benefit from it. Well, apart from getting free car parking when you go to the hospital, David, but what do you say to that criticism?
I don't believe that's fair because all political parties signed up to Sláintecare, and Sláintecare was to deliver a single tier universal healthcare system free at the point of delivery. So we have seen some movement in recent times in relation to hospital fees, which have been abolished. There is a consensus, or there was at least on paper politically, to reduce the cost of healthcare. I think that if you want a fair health service and you want to reduce the burden on families, so the person who texts in the message might have a particular view. My view is that we have to look at the consequences for patients, for people who visit hospitals, for staff. I've already made the point that I don't believe this can be done overnight. I think there does need to be a plan. I've called on the government to publish a plan, work with hospital managers, phase them out over a number of years, but do this as part of reducing the cost of healthcare. And I don't make any apologies to anybody, Claire, for arguing for a public system where taxpayers' money is used to make sure that patients are treated quickly as possible, fairly, and that we reduce the cost burden on people being sick. I think that's what a fair society and a fair government should do.
When you say it should be phased in, are you talking about a phase in across the board for everybody? Or do you think, as Emma, I'm sure, would argue, that cancer patients should take precedence here, that if there is an opportunity to start this off, that it should be with those who need treatment on a daily, weekly or monthly basis?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And what I said is that there has to be a plan and consultation with obviously patient groups, like with the Irish Cancer Society, but also with hospital managers. So this can be done very quickly. I'm not saying this should be a long drawn out process. I think it can be done over 2 or 3 years. My main concern is that I understand from talking to hospital managers that in the first instance, they want a reassurance that the income generated, which is used to fund healthcare in hospitals, is obviously replaced with state funding, but also that we protect the hospital car parking spaces from being used by people who might use them for other general purposes and not for visiting a patient or being sick in a hospital. So I think those issues can be worked out. We have the technologies to do it. What's missing at the moment is the political will. So as we said, there was a programme for government commitment not to abolish the charges, which is unfortunate, but to explore ways to reduce public hospital parking fees. I haven't seen any evidence that any action has been taken. I don't know what studies have been done. Mm-hmm. So I would want the minister and the government to start the process, get a plan in place, and then let's phase these charges out. And I think that's the fairest thing to do for patients and for people who are sick and people who visit people who are sick, and also people who work in hospitals as well. And there's a different issue about car parking availability in hospitals. I think obviously that's part of capital plans as well, and that also needs to be looked at.
Okay, David Cullinan and Emma Hart, thank you both for joining us. It's fascinating just to see these figures. In Letterkenny General Hospital, the revenue earned from parking went up from, in 2024, €178,659 to last year, €402,000. It's an extraordinary increase. Another big lift at Sligo General Hospital, where it went from €341,000 in 2024 to €556,000 in 2025. So clearly there has been a big increase. Now, in some places, including Tullamore General Hospital, the revenue has gone down slightly by about 10,000 year on year. So you can see where the parking increases in some of the hospitals have definitely increased. Tony thinks that anyone attending oncology on a regular basis should be given the option of a taxi service paid for by the taxpayer. You can get in touch on this or anything else you'd like to talk to us about on WhatsApp 087 1400 106.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.